Hi, today is Friday, August the 18th, and this is the CWF Game Discussions podcast. I want to welcome everyone here today, our continuing listeners, our new listeners. We're building our fan base up, so know that all of us are new to this to some degree. This is our third recorded podcast. It's our second published one and our first in the line of what we call Quick Cast. And just a little thing about that, Quick Cast are podcasts that we do, but they are bare bones. We don't use music. We don't do any of the extra stuff that we do or will be doing in our regular podcasts. This enables us to more or less phone in our podcasts if we want to, or we can do it from anywhere in the world, even if we don't have access to our equipment. Today, I am recording from my room. I'm not anywhere special. It's a Friday evening. I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt, and I am appreciative to all of those who listen to me. And I gotta say, I enjoy talking to all of you. As I had mentioned, we don't have any of our usual accoutrement for the show. We don't have our intro music, we don't have any interlude music or exit music. The reason for this show is to talk about video games. The past two recorded shows have been about miniatures gaming, such as Games Workshop products, Warhammer Fantasy and 40K, and items produced by Monkus Publishing, Babylon 5, and Starship Troopers would just be some examples. Today, we are talking about video games. I am a big fan of video games. I've been playing them since they came out, actually. I am lucky enough to have been born in the early 80s. I remember playing games on Atari and in the arcades. And they are a big, big business now. We're using as a source for today's discussion the online encyclopedia. It's Wikipedia. For those who don't know, it's wikipedia.org. We have all this information in our show notes. They have an article on there entitled "The List of Best-Selling Computer and Video Games." We're just going to be touching on some of the major systems such as Nintendo, Sega, Sony, and Microsoft. I'm going to be talking about some of the best-selling games that they mention, and we will be sharing our own personal favorites here. Gonna just get right into it. Our hope is to have this as a very, very short podcast. We're going right into it. And now that I've mentioned our little intro and everything, I do want to remind you that you can always find us online at the World Wide Web by going to wargamingforums.com. We are also currently running a little bit of a, I guess you could call it a game, where in each episode, the listener has to count how many times I say, And you then contact us. We have contact information that I'll share at the end of the show. Whoever comes closest, the first person who comes closest and contacts me, will win a prize about it. I also want to thank our sponsor, Blee.biz, for making us who we are. We are out here and able to broadcast because of them. Thank you. So, as I had mentioned, the Wikipedia has this wonderful article about the list of best-selling computer and video games. The whole gaming industry is huge. Lots of money going back and forth in it. They mention a brief list of their top-selling computer games, and they mention it by genre, and then they break it down into an incomplete list. Just gonna dip in, and I'm gonna give some numbers, and please, you know, you can always find more information in our show notes and on, in this case, Wikipedia article. They mentioned The Sims, game put out by Will Wright from Maxis fame. The Sims, if you haven't played it, play it. It's very popular with women. It's one of those few games that crosses over from the male-dominated gaming universe over to the realm where women will tend to play games. It's sold over 16 million different games. They also mentioned StarCraft, Half-Life, Diablo 2, Tomb Raider 2, and Myst as some of the highest-selling games for the PC market. Some of the other ones that they mentioned that aren't as high are, you know, the Warcraft series, Half-Life, which I mentioned, Battlefield 1942, that's a personal favorite of mine, Civilization 3, I love the entire Civ series by Sid Meier. He's incredible. They also talk about the different consoles. That's what people refer to when they talk about video games. You're talking about games like gaming systems such as Atari or Nintendo, the Xbox. You're talking about PlayStation. And that is what most people tend to play. You buy the console, and then you also purchase the game separately. They mentioned for the Atari 2600, which was one of the most popular Atari systems, that Pac-Man and Space Invaders were the top two selling games. I'm not sure how many of you were old enough at the time for when Atari came out, but Pac-Man and actually Space Invaders as well, I believe, started off inside the arcade industry. You went deposited 25 cents or whatever and got to play. Incredible games. Those are their top two selling games for Atari. They also talk about Nintendo system. Nintendo's put out a bunch of different games. Their number one selling game, though, of all time for any system is Super Mario Brothers. And I remember playing Super Mario Brothers way back in the day on the Nintendo Entertainment Center, the NES, and it was wonderful. It's a simple game, yet it's a lot of fun. And I've noticed that usually the games that seem simple have a lot more going on within them and actually sell better. You find a lot more people playing them. You'll be able to do a lot of team games, get your buddies over and play because they played them before too. Nintendo also put out a while back, Nintendo 64 was one of the first systems with 64 bits in it. And the third highest selling game is GoldenEye, with 8.09 million sales. GoldenEye was, in my opinion, the best James Bond video game out there. It's simply incredible. It's a first-person shooter. You go around, you're James Bond, you go on these different missions, you accumulate weapons of different sorts, you can go head-to-head with a friend, there's all these hidden maps and stuff that you got as you complete different objectives for the game, and you could even be some of the main adversaries from the movies. Actually going to just touch on one more Nintendo system, and that is it's a Game Boy system. And for this, it's no surprise to me at all, the Pokemon series, Red, Blue, and Green, they grossed over 31 million in sales. Back in the day, before I knew any better, I was a big Pokemon fan. Pokemon is in Japanese animation. It's actually more Americanized than Japanese, but it's technically anime, and they have a whole game out for it. In Japan, it was called Pocket Monsters. It was all the rage. The whole motto is, gotta catch them all. And you got these different little monsters, they battle, and so forth. It was incredible. On the Sega side of things, which was another older system, and now they mainly do games, I'm sure we won't be surprised that Sonic the Hedgehog is their highest grossing game. And Sonic, another seemingly basic game, you run, you're a hedgehog, you collect coins, incredible. But I'm also kind of surprised that although Mortal Kombat is one of the highest selling games in that it's grossed more than a million, the Mortal Kombat series really haven't done a whole lot. And Mortal Kombat got a lot of press back in the day for being the bloodiest game out there. And if you compare that to games that people play now, such as Half-Life, for example, or Half-Life 2, they're not as bloody. And since we talked about Half-Life, I am going to just jump down. Half-Life is one of the highest grossing games of all time. I played it. I'm not a big first-person shooter kind of guy anymore. I do a lot of simulation and strategy games. Games like SimCity, the whole Age of Empires series. I like to do that sort of stuff for the PC. And for my consoles, I have most of the major consoles. I don't own an Xbox, however, but I do have a PlayStation 2. I have, the entire Nintendo suite. And I love the GTA kind of games. GTA is very graphic. That's Grand Theft Auto. For those who do not know, there's a whole series from Grand Theft Auto, which was 2D along with Grand Theft Auto 2, which is my second favorite Grand Theft Auto game, all the way up to the GTA 3, GTA Vice City, which was an 80s kind of game. GTA 3 kind of took place in a New York kind of world. Then they had another GTA that came out, San Andreas, which is, out in California. It's different in that you're black. It has a lot of hip-hop music. Great game mechanics in that, but not my favorite. I'm not really into the whole hip-hop genre of music, which is actually why I liked Vice City the most for the GTA series. And that is one of the It's the second highest selling game for PlayStation 2. Vice City grossed almost 14 million, more than San Andreas. Vice City takes place in the 80s. It was the first GTA game to have actual regular music in it, stuff that you could go buy a CD for. There's several tracks by Michael Jackson and other 80s artists, Carr and so forth. There's a whole suite of them, and it's incredible. It's the best soundtrack to a game in a long, long time. Moving on, Xbox is came out a few years ago. It's by Microsoft. It was their foray into the video game console market. And no surprise there, the Halo series is number one for the Xbox. For Halo 2, it's almost 8 million in sales. And I know that's not as much as, for example, the number I quoted for GTA. But Halo is a first-person shooter. It's a game I played. I'm not in love with it, so I know that's not going to get me some fans out there. But it's a first-person shooter. It's wonderful. It has some great, great weaponry and tactics involved. It's incredible. It's a lot of fun. And best thing about it is you can go head-to-head and you just beat on your friends. You go up to a four-way, I believe, for it, and you get a little guy, and you can just go nuts, and you just shoot people and stuff. And I know it sounds really, really violent, and there's a whole movement about, are video games violent, and are they causing our kids to be more violent? And I personally say no. I don't believe that. I don't believe there's enough evidence for that. I think it's more a social culture in general. You can't just blame everything on video games and movies and what people see on TV. And if you were to blame it on what people see on TV, for example, look at your evening news. You see car crashes, you see dead bodies, you see a lot of grim and gore on there that you don't see anywhere else. And I can't stand behind anything that says, you know what, video games cause kids to go out and rob stores and shoot each other, when it doesn't. But you'll have people like Senator Jill Lieberman, who will say yes it is, and they're trying to push for a government regulated rating system on video games. But the video game industry is self-regulated, and they put a rating system in because they don't want kids playing games that are inappropriate for their age. They realize that as kids grow up, they mature, and they're able to play different games. They're able to understand them better, the mechanics, the usage, and they're able to differentiate that video games are not real. You play a video game, it doesn't mean you're in the real world. You're not. And that's why people play video games. They want to escape. They do a 9-to-5, going to the office or going to school and coming home or whatever. They don't want to be doing the same sort of stuff. They want to get out there and fly a spaceship. They want to, you know, go shoot something. They want to drive off-road and be that NASCAR driver. Or they just want to go and jack cars in a game like GTA. So it's not valid to say that, you know, it's real life, and that it is high enough of an influence to make kids or anyone do all these other things that they do. I noticed that now we're passing the 13 and a half minute mark, and I rambled on long enough about video games. I ask that if you have a favorite video game, and if we did not mention it, please let us know. We will definitely mention some of those that you mentioned to us. I also want to say that my favorite video game of all time is an oldie. It was not mentioned in this podcast previously. It is Pong, and it's a seemingly simple game of table tennis, but it is incredible. So give us a shout out with your favorite video or computer games, and we'll be sure to mention some of those in upcoming podcasts. Who knows, maybe it'll be able to be an entire podcast of its own. I want to thank you for listening today, and I also want to say that this is the shortest podcast that we have done so far. It's nearing 15 minutes, and I want to let you know that this Sunday, the 20th, I believe, will be another podcast will be sent out. It is our second recorded podcast, but our third podcast overall for publishing. It tackles the issues of Mongoose Publishing and Forge World. So please stay tuned for that. As always, you can contact me via email or Instant Messenger. Both of these are listed in our show notes. My email is jreinhart@gmail.com, and you can contact me on AOL Instant Messenger or AIM. The name is CW Forums. As always, you can find us on the World Wide Web at wargamingforums.com. And just want to once again thank you and say that I hope we get some good feedback about our QuickCast. Please give us your feedback. Let us know how we're doing. There's no way for me to know how these podcasts are received unless we hear from you. So that's about it, and I hope you have a great night. Go out, party, have fun, but remember, be safe. Thanks. See you next time. Bye.